The Asian African Chamber of Commerce has been established as a trade chamber that facilitates business between the African and the Asian continent. So basically, this is a chamber of commerce that has been set up to bring businesses in Africa and businesses in Asia together to interact and to do business. So on the 10th of December this year, we are having the flagship event that has been dubbed the Asian African Leadership Forum that is taking place here in Accra at Marriott Hotel.
How significant is this program and how beneficial do you think it will be for the relationship between Asia and Africa?
Great. So it is twofold. It is an awards night and it's a forum as well. So what we are doing is that we are using the occasion to award industry giants, people who have contributed outstandingly to, especially after COVID, building the economies of both continents. And you know, the Asian continent, African continent are huge continents that have a lot of impact on the world economy. So this occasion is really going to expose such people and the businesses they are into, and then be able to use it to also elevate them further. And secondly, it's a forum, and we expect to receive all kinds of people who play active roles in the economy of both continents. So we expect to meet ambassadors of state, industry practitioners, like those who are in manufacturing, those who are in real estate, for instance, coming to talk to us, for us to all learn what to do differently, especially in this season of COVID, so that our businesses can thrive in the two continents' economy will continue to be strengthened.
As a major proponent of this forum, what do you think will be the major takeaways of this event?
The major takeaway for this event will be, after the pandemic, how are we going to do business differently? I mean, we're talking about innovative ways of doing business today, so that we will not let the pandemic become an albatross hanging on our neck. Now, we have all come to accept that COVID has come to stay. So in my opinion, we are going to learn what to do differently to strengthen the businesses and the bilateral ties between these two continents post-COVID.
What should be the expectations of participants who will be part of this event, and how beneficial will this event be to and for them and their businesses?
Yes, I always say that your network is your net worth. I foresee that participants are really going to benefit in this forum. It's an opportunity to come together and network. We expect more than 200 people who are coming physically, and we expect even more than 400 people who are also going to join us virtually. And all these people are coming together to network and to find business opportunities, to find like-minded people that you can synergize and do business. So in my opinion, the key benefit will be the networking that is going to happen that will create business opportunities for participants.
So personally, what are your expectations?
I have fantastic expectations. I expect to see many people at this coming event. I expect to see merchants. I expect to see government institutions. For instance, we have invited the Association of Ghana Industries. I expect to see these people who are coming to share with us the experiences, what is really happening on the ground, and how we can do things differently, what needs to be changed, how to change it, so that these two continents that are so strong, I mean, especially Africa. Now, Africa is the next big thing. Everybody is looking at our direction at the moment because we have everything that we need to have as a continent to grow, to be able to rival continents like the Americas, like the Europe's, because we have the human capital, we have the natural resources, and so on and so forth. It is time for us to be able to create liquidity. It's time for us to be able to create capital within ourselves. I always say that Africans have always been exporting wealth and importing money. This has to change. We have jumped from the economy of agriculture to trade, but we must be able to also put emphasis also on industry, on manufacturing, so that our wealth can be kept within. And we think that Asia is a very good ally for us at this stage.